the following is a production of Platte River Radio Sports. For the Adams Central Lady Patriots, it's been a season of ups and downs. After a slow start to the season, the Lady Patriots picked up two wins before the holiday break.
Puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, down to the right side, reverses it and gets over to a Bumgarner. Bumgarner down to Meredith Lemaster over there on the far sideline. One bounce of the ball and comes inside the free throw circle. Grimmett drives it down the lane, her shot off the window is up and in.
But now, they just might be facing their toughest test of the season as they take on 9-0, undefeated Minden. For the Adams Central boys, so far so good, as they come into Patriot Gymnasium riding a two-game winning streak.
David Bolin has got it. Outside down to Warmstadt. Back down to Bolin. His shot for three is up there and in. That's four three-pointers in the ball game now for David Bolin. 24-21.
It's Adams Central versus Minden. High school basketball on the Breeze 94.5. We take you live to Patriot Gym, where Mike Will is on the call.
And again, welcome back to the Patriots Gym. We're at Adams Central here tonight for game number two of our high school basketball doubleheader. Minden winning the first game tonight easily over Adams Central in girls' play. Final score of 77-40. And the leading scorer is Jamie Kissinger, scoring 22 tonight for Minden. Brooke Kissinger had 21 points. Meanwhile, for Adams Central, their leading scorer is Josie Bumgarner with 13. Brittany Wiseman with 11 points. The Whippets now 10-0 on the season in girls' high school play. Adams Central falls to 3 wins and 8 losses. Welcome into the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight as we get you sent for the boys' ball game. New Tech Seed, Terry and Jason Stark. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Minden coming in a record of 4 wins, 4 losses. On the season, been kind of an up-and-down year so far for the Whippets. They just got done competing in the Holdridge Holiday Basketball Tournament. Dropped 2 games there right after Christmas, losing to Southern Valley by a score of 55-43 and losing to Seward by a score of 64-57. Their wins so far this year have been to Phillipsburg, Kansas, winning 63-49. Then they won 3 games in a row. Games 2, 3, and 4 of the season were all victorious. They beat Ogallala 58-56. They beat Lexington 39-38. And they got by Aurora 41-38. Their other losses have been to Southern Valley, a team that's currently still undefeated on the season at 9-0. They lost to Southern Valley in the opening ball game of the season. And they also dropped one to Grand Island Central Catholic by a score of 60-32. So Minden coming in, averaging 47.6 points per ball game in offense, giving up 52.3 on the defensive end. The leading scorer so far this season has been Jonas Levin. Levin is averaging right at 10 points per ball game. He is a 6'2" and senior. Adams Central, they're coming in, a mark of 7 wins and 3 losses on the year. The Patriots went 2-1 in the Wayne Holiday Basketball Tournament. They lost their first game to Hartington Cedar Catholic, 54-41. Then he came back to beat Pender and Laurel Concord. They beat Pender 63-22, and they knocked off Laurel Concord by a score of 64-33. The other wins for the Patriots so far this year have been to Holdridge, Sandy Creek, Centura, Wood River, and Ord. They have dropped games to Aurora and Gibbon in addition to that loss to Hartington Cedar Catholic in the first round of the Wayne Holiday Basketball Tournament. We get to the starting lineups here tonight as we get sent for the boys' ball game. Jacob Choquette gets a start for Minden, a 6-foot senior. Choquette is averaging 7.8 points and 4.2 rebounds per game. Nick Warner is a 5'10" junior. Warner is averaging 8.5 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. Jonas Levin is a 6'2" and senior. Levin is averaging 10.4 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. Cole Gibbons is a 6-foot senior. Gibbons is averaging 2.8 points and 1 rebound per game. And Mitchell Mueller is the other starter, a 6'3" and senior. Mueller is averaging 9 points and 4.2 rebounds per ball game. For the Adams Central Patriots, under their head coach Zach Foster, they will go with Garrett Sittner tonight, a 6'1" and sophomore, averaging 7.4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. David Bolin, the 6-foot freshman, he's averaging 15.5 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. Devin Anderson is a 6-foot senior. Anderson is averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds per game. Sam Lindblad is a 6'6" senior. Lindblad averaging 5 points and 4.3 rebounds per game. And the other starter will be Evan Lindblad, a 6'5" junior. Lindblad averaging 6.5 points and 7.7 rebounds per ball game. Right now, the singing of the national anthem. The singing of the national anthem as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between the Whippets and the Patriots. Again, in the first ball game, it was all Minden tonight. The number one ranked team in Class C1, they cruised to an easy 77-40 win tonight after leading 50-21 at halftime. Adams Central going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in blue and the red here tonight. Minden will be in the purple uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Minden shoots to our basket to our left. Jumping into the center circle is going to be Jonas Levin for the Minden Whippets. Into the center circle for Minden. Rather for Adams Central is going to be Evan Lindblad. So he's got set to go. Boys High School basketball action here tonight on the breeze. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show. Adams Central controls the opening tip. Minden is going to start off with a zone defense here tonight against Adams Central. Here's a Bullen with the ball, the hot shooting freshman that the Patriots have really relied on a lot this year, averaging 15 points per ball game. Minden extending out the zone. There's a pass down to baseline to Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's partially deflected, and the ball is brought down by Warner. Warner has got the ball down the right sideline. Here come the Whippets on the offensive attack for the first time here tonight. Adams Central starts off in a man-to-man defense. Levin has got the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Dribbles it to the elbow. Throws it to the near sideline. Nick Warner has got the ball. He puts it on the floor and dribbles out here into three-point territory. Picked up by Bowen defensively for Adams Central. Here's Cole Gibbons with the ball. Top of the key. Mitchell Mueller. Mueller sends it over here to Choquette. Entry passing it inside to Levin. Shot is up and in. Jonas Levin scoring there from Minden. Gets the first field goal of the ball game. 2-0 is the score. The Whippets have the lead. Now Minden applying some backcourt zone pressure here. There's a Tevin Anderson with the ball down the far sideline. Gets it to David Bowen. Brings it into the offensive zone here for the Patriots. Bounce pass to Garrett Sittner. There's a feed inside. They kick her back out. Bowen for three. Shot is up there. Off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Minden. Whippets running down the right sideline. All the way to the basket is shot by Choquette. Is up there and in. Jacob Choquette taking it coast to coast there from Minden. 4-0 is the score. The Whippets have the early lead over Adams Central. Here's Tevin Anderson with the ball. Here's a pass that can be kicked into the scorer's table. Jonas Levin just boots that ball into the scorer's table here on the near side. It's going to be Adams Central ball as they will play things in. 6.5 to play here in the first quarter. 4-0. Into the ball game now is going to be Kyler Wormstadt for Adams Central, replacing Sam Lindblad. So Adams Central plays things in right here in front of the scorer's table. Garrett Sittner will go to the backcourt now to David Bowen. Bowen will try to bring things up against the Showcat. He does as the pass comes over here to Sittner, now to Bowen. Moves it down to Anderson, back out to Sittner. Still working against his zone defense for the Minden Whippets. Anderson has got the ball, comes out to Sittner. Drives it down in the corner. Here's a warm standing shot for three. Is going to be off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Levin for Minden. Jonas brings it up, left-handed dribble now for the Whippets. Brings it into the offensive zone. Tevin Anderson will meet him now as the Patriots stay with their man-to-man defense. Jonas Levin with the ball. Takes it to the right sideline, hands it away to Choquette. Choquette puts it on the floor, dribbles out between the rings. Bounce pass goes over to Levin, back to Choquette, dribbles once. Near side, Warner has got the ball. Has it poked loose, Nick Warner picks it up near the 10-second line. Nick Warner on the offensive attack here for Minden. Bounce pass goes inside to Mueller. Puts up a shot to be blocked down by Lindblad. Ball is recovered by Choquette. Jacob Choquette has got the ball now for Minden out near the 10-second line. A feed over to Gibbons on the right sideline. Bounce pass again goes into Mueller. That was going to be deflected away from him out of bounds. So it'll be Minden playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4-0 is the score. The Whippets have the lead over the Patriots tonight in boys high school basketball. Jacob Choquette comes out to Lovin, who gives the ball to Mueller, playing beyond the three-point circle. Mueller holds it. Bounce pass back out to a Jacob Choquette. Picked up there by David Bolin of Adams Central. Choquette circles around underneath the hole, tries to dump it away. Ball deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Kevin Anderson runs over the a cameraman underneath the basket there. It's going to be Minden basketball as they will play things in. Choquette just lobs it out here. Here's Warner for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Garrett Sittner. A long pass down the floor goes to Bolin. Contact made. Bolin throws up a shot. No foul call. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Warner. Nick Warner has got it down for Minden. We have played 3 minutes here in the first quarter. 4-0 is the score. Minden with a lead over Adams Central here tonight. Warner behind a Jonas Lovin screen. Warner dribbles behind his back trying to get away from Anderson. Bounce pass comes out now to Lovin out in three-point territory. Hammers the ball inside to Mueller. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up. Shot blocked out of bounds by Lindblad. Minden will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:43 to play in the first quarter. 4-0 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Jacob Choquette will inbound the ball here for the Whippets. He'll trigger things in. He's got it. He comes out here in the three-point territory. That's Gibbons. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted and taking it to distance is Kyler Wormstadt. First turnover on Minden. Wormstadt picks off the pass and scores. It's now a 4-2 ball game. Minden has got it. Here's Warner. Now Adams Central attacking in backcourt. Warner brings it into the offensive zone. A pass to Choquette. Cross-court pass comes over here to Lovin. Out to Warner. Bounce pass down low to Choquette, who gets it away to Mueller. Shot good. Choquette gets the assist. Mitchell Mueller gets the field goal. That's now a 6-2 ball game. The Whippets have the lead. Bolin comes back quickly with the ball now for Adams Central. Deep in the corner to the left side comes out to Wormstadt. Wormstadt over to Sittner. Sittner lobs it back door. Lindblad grabs it. He goes up for a shot over Mueller. It's going to be no good, and the foul's going to be called. A foul here will go on the Whippets. It's going to go on Mueller. Mitchell Mueller picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Whippets. Into the ball game now is going to be Jonathan Miller. Miller comes in. Cole Gibbons checks out now. For Minden head coach Aaron Martin, also into the ball game for the Whippets, there's going to be Adam DeLay. Mitchell Mueller will come to the bench. Halfway through this opening quarter, 6-2 is the score. Minden has got the lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Bolin for three. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Long rebound. Picked up here by Wormstadt. Keeps the ball alive for the Patriots. Out to Garrett Sittner. Two-handed pass comes over here to Bolin. Bolin back out to Sittner. Two-handed pass down low. Anderson grabs the ball. His pass is deflected out of bounds. Or lost out of bounds. It was lost out of bounds. A turnover on Adams Central. So it's going to be Whippet basketball as they come back the other direction now. Minden has got the lead over AC. The score is 6-2. Hustling into the forecourt, it's going to be Choquette. Nearly travels with the ball, gets it to Warner. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Jonathan Miller being honked out there by Sittner. Here's Choquette. His shot is up there, no good. Bound for the rebound. It is picked up here by Jonathan Miller. Back outside, Lovin for three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Sittner, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Whippets as Sittner came down hard. Sam Lindblad coming in. Here comes Alex Keller in now for the Patriots. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Miller. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number two on Minden tonight here in the first half. 6-2 is the score. Whippets have the lead. Adams Central off to a slow start offensively here tonight. Here's a Wormstadt with the ball. Sends it down to the baseline left side. A shot by Keller is no good. Rebound comes down to Minden. One shot and done as Jonathan Miller comes down with a rebound for the Whippets. Right-handed dribble back across the 10-second line. Goes over there to a Jacob Choquette. Free throw line extended all the way to the sideline. Choquette dribbling with the ball out of here in three-point territory. Picked up by Alex Keller. And now a five-second violation. Choquette whistled for the five-second violation. Good defense out there by Alex Keller of Adams Central. Down to 2:54 to play in the first quarter. 6-2 is the score. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. Here comes Mueller back into the contest. And Anderson's going to come in for Adams Central. Anderson checking in for Sam Lindblad. So a couple of substitutions for each side here. With under 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Here comes David Bolin back with the ball now for Adams Central. As he races it across the 10-second line, drives it down the lane, throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Last touchdown there by the Whippets. Lost the touch down there on the baseline with delay. So Adams Central playing things in. They come out here to Sittner. Sittner left side of the lane. Now he dribbles out here near the 10-second line. Minden is still playing a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone here against Adams Central. Keller with the ball. Back out to Sittner. Down in the corner to Bullen. Bullen brings it up high on the block. Throws it out here to Warmstad in three-point territory to Bullen. Out of the left side, that's Sittner. Takes it down to the baseline. Is running one-handers up there and in. Garrett Sittner scores. That's the second field goal of the ball game for the Patriots. Adams Central back to within two. Now a double dribble violation. Trevor Jacobson, who just came to the ball game for a minute, is whistled for the double dribble violation in backcourt. That's three turnovers on the Whippets now here in the first quarter. Adams Central with a chance to maybe pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. Warmstadt's got a field goal. Garrett Sittner has scored. 6-4 is the score. Minden leading by 2 points. Bolin has got the ball now to Anderson. Anderson comes out here to Warmstadt. Dribbles once. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Lindblad. He goes up for the shot. Dugan, he's hacked on the arm. Evan Lindblad just checked in at that last dead ball. And now he draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Mitchell Mueller. That's going to be the second foul now on Mueller. That's the big boy for Minden. 6'3" and a senior. Big stocky kid. He's also got two personal fouls here. And going to the free throw line will be Evan Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Lindblad is a 47% foul shooter coming in here tonight. He was 11 out of 23. He misses his first opportunity here. He'll get one more. 6-4 is the score. Minden has got a two-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Evan Lindblad connects on one out of two from the free throw line. Here comes Buzz Niederklein into the ball game now for AC, replacing Kevin Anderson. So the Patriots are back to within 1 point here. 6-5 is the score. Adams Central and Minden this evening on boys high school basketball in the breeze. Adams Central will pick up the Whippets as they come into the offensive zone. Here's Jonathan Miller. His pass is going to be deflected. Ball is loose, and a foul is going to be called. Adams Central got the deflection, and now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Jonathan Miller. After he had the ball knocked loose from him, he picks up a personal foul trying to chase after it. Miller picks up his second personal foul. Adams Central can pull ahead here with a field goal. 6-5 is the score. Minden has got a one-point lead. Here's David Bullen. Bowen for Adams Central approaches the 10-second line. Now goes over to Alex Keller. Brings it into the offensive zone. Alex Keller out of Warmstadt. Right side of the lane. Drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Kyler Warmstadt scores for AC. And the Patriots have their first lead. 7-6 with a minute and 36 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Minden has got the ball. Jonathan Miller comes to the near sideline. 11. Adam Miller. There's a pass down. Loaded delay. His shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Gets his own rebound. Foul shot. No good. He's fouling the play. Good job by Adam DeLay staying after it there after he misses the first one. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Alex Keller. With Adams Central, that's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Patriots here in this first quarter of play. DeLay goes to the free throw line. A 75% foul shooter in the season. He is 9 out of 12. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Minden is a team hitting 66% of their free throw tosses so far this year. 39% from the field and 24% from three-point territory. DeLay missing on his first one. Here comes the next one. It's up there. Hits the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Niederklein. So Adam DeLay misses on a pair of free throws. 7-6 is the score. Adam Central has got a one-point lead. Here's Warmstadt with the ball. His pass in the lane is intercepted. Intercepted by 11, and he nearly steps out of bounds, but he stays in the field of play here, so to speak. Second turnover on Adam Central here in the ball game. Here's Choquette with the ball just to the left side of the lane. Choquette dribbling with it, takes it into the paint. Jump pass comes out on top, nearly intercepted. Lovin from the elbow, puts it up to the shot, no good. Rebound comes to Adams Central's Warmstadt. Kyler Warmstadt winds his way up the floor, feet over here to Bullen, fakes the three, dribbles inside the arc. Running one-hander is up there and in. David Bullen scores, that's his first field goal. And the Patriots are out on top now by three. The score is 9-6. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's a pass that's going to be deflected, and we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Minden. Lovin had it deflected away, and he grabs it, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. So regardless, Adams Central creates the turnover there. That's five turnovers on Minden here in the first quarter. 37 seconds to play in the initial period here. 9-6 to score. Adams Central out on top, and the Patriots have the ball. David Bullen will bring things up. Jacob Choquette right in his face defensively. Rainbow pass comes over here to Warmstadt. Minden still in a zone defense here. Far sideline, Garrett Sittner has got the ball to Warmstadt for three. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jacob Choquette. Choquette will walk the ball off the floor. We're down to 17 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Jacob Choquette across the timeline, picked up by Bullen defensively. Adams Central in the man-to-man. Choquette comes over here to Cole Gibbons, who's back into the ball game. Down to Choquette between the rings. Choquette looking to drive it. He does against Bullen. Stops. Pass out on top. Now to Warner. Shot for three is up there. No good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in boys high school basketball from Hastings. After one, it's Adams Central 9, Minden 6.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Couple of other scores to report in girls high school play tonight. Norris beat Beatrice 44-43 on a field goal by Casey Holland with 24 seconds to play in the contest. Lincoln Lutheran tonight knocks off Wahoo by a score of 58-45. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings. Bennett inbounds the ball, but it's going to be ripped away here by Bowen, and he's going to be fouling the play as he takes it back the other direction. So Minden had the opening possession of the second quarter, but Bowen intercepts the ball and then takes it back the other way, and he's fouling the play. So a turnover on the Dogs. That's their sixth turnover. Personal foul goes on Choquette. That's going to be his first. Adams Central with a 9-6 lead. Here's Bowen with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Garrett Sittner. Now to Bowen on the right sideline. Entry pass to get it inside to Lindblad. Now to Anderson. Drives it. Jump pass out to Bowen. Top of the key to Sittner. There's a two-handed pass that's lopped off of the fingertips of Sam Lindblad out of bounds. Turnover number three on Adams Central here in the first half. 9-6 is the score. So far, Kyler Warmstad has got 4 points for Adams Central. Bowen with two. Sittner has got two. Evan Lindblad has got one. 9-6 is the score. Here's Mueller for Minden. His shot from 5 feet away up and in. Mitchell Mueller scoring there. That's his second field goal in the ball game. It's now 9-8. The Patriots now leading by a point here. Adams Central with the ball here in the second quarter. Tevin Anderson has got it. Deep in the corner of the right side, comes out here to Sittner. Sittner dribbles inside the free throw circle off to Bowen for three. Shot rims off, no good. Lindblad has the rebound. He grabs it here out to Sittner, now to Bowen. Bowen, a rainbow pass goes to the far side. That's Lindblad. His shot from 17, no good. Rebound comes down to Minden. Out of the pass deflected away. The scramble is on. It's picked up here by Sittner. Seventh turnover on Minden. Now Sittner loses control of the ball as it's knocked loose. Scramble is on. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden ball. So the Patriots give it away here. Four turnovers on Adams Central, seven on Minden. We're in the second quarter with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play. In the first half, 9-8 is the score. Minden trailing by 1 point. The Whippets have the ball. There's a Matt Ekstrom into the ball game now. His pass is going to be deflected, picked up by Anderson of Adams Central. Bowen open for three, takes a shot and cans it. David Bowen hitting 43% of his three-pointers so far this year, 45% from the field. He cans his first three-pointer of the ball game. That's now a 12-8 contest. Adams Central with their biggest lead of the ball game now here in the second quarter. Patriots applying pressure in backcourt. Nick Warner, his pass over here to Jacob Choquette. Dribble penetration out of Ekstrom and brings it out in three-point territory. Warner has got the ball. Nick Warner, bounce pass on the wing on the right side to DeLay, who gets it inside to Mueller. Shot is up there and in. Mueller scores. He knocks down Sam Lindblad of the Patriots, who ended up on the seat of his pants, but no foul called there. 12-10 is the score. Adams Central is leading by two. There's a lob pass that actually hits the rim, but it's picked up here by Lindblad, who comes out to Bowen. His free throw line jumper is put up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad, goes back up. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. A foul is going to be called here as Lindblad will go to the free throw line here for the Patriots. We're at the 5:35 mark. The foul is going to go on Nick Warner, and that's going to be his first. So Sam Lindblad will go to the free throw line here for Adams Central, a 54% foul shooter. on the season. Is 6 out of 11 coming in here. His shot is up there and in. Patriots are now 2 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Here comes Cale Pleak into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Evan Lindblad. So Cale Pleak into the ball game now for the Patriots, a 6'3" and sophomore. Pleak is averaging 2.4 points and 1.6 rebounds per game. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. I think somebody was in the lane too soon. It was a Patriots, so it'll be a violation on Adams Central, and it's going to be Minden bringing the ball back the other direction. 5 minutes and 35 seconds to play here in the first half. Adams Central leading the Whippets by the score of 13-10. Minden will play things in. Here's a Choquette. Choquette will bring things up now against the Garrett Sittner. Brings it across the timeline. Races the ball toward the goal. The shot is up there. He misses the layup. Rebound, Mueller. His shot's no good, and he's fouled into play. Choquette misses the easy one as the defense opened up. He took it right to the hole, but he misses the layup. Mueller was right there for the rebound. He tries to go up the tip, but he was fouled into play by David Bullen. Bullen picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots. Mitchell Mueller to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hits the back iron. It's straight up the air and down through the hole. Mueller has now got 7 points in the ball game for Minden. He averages 9.2. So Mueller is off to a great start tonight for the Dogs. There's the next shot. It's up there and in, so he cans a couple of free throws. End of the ball game now is going to be Cole Gibbons for Minden. Going out will be Adam DeLay. 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 13-12 is the score. Adams Central with the lead. Patriots facing pressure, but they break it easily, and a shot by Cale Pleak is up and in. Adams Central breaks the Minden pressure easily, and Cale Pleak gets the easy field goal. 15-12 is the score now. Adams Central out to a 3-point lead. Choquette again driving his shot high off of the window is up and in. Jacob Choquette scoring there. That's his second field goal. Minden keeping pace here with the Patriots. 15-14 the score now. Adams Central gets the ball into the offensive zone. Anderson has got it. Driving the ball in the hole is Warmstad. He loses control. It's picked up by Pleak. Back outside to Bowen. Shot for three is good. David Bowen knocks down his second three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 18-14. Adams Central with the lead with 4 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter from the Patriots gym in Hastings tonight. Jacob Choquette with the ball out here in three-point territory. He drives it toward the goal. Down to Mueller to free-throw line. Shot is up and in. The big guy steps out and hits a free-throw line jumper. He has got 10 points in the ballgame, and a timeout is called here. Timeout Minden with 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 18, Minden 16.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Tomorrow night, it's USHL hockey here on The Breeze. We've got the Tri-City Storm playing in Omaha against the Lancers. Pre-game show at 6:50. Face-off will be at 7:05. We'll have all the action right here on The Breeze. It's high school basketball tonight between Minden and Adams Central. Minden wins the girls' ball game tonight easily. The boys' contest has been nip and tuck here. 18-16 is the score. We're in the second quarter. We approach the four-minute mark. Anderson has got the ball for Adams Central. Comes out here to Alex Keller, who's back into the ball game. They dump it down low. Here's Lindblad. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Bolin. Bolin keeps it alive out here in the corner. On the right side, Bolin lobs it out here into three-point territory. Minden still in his zone defense. Warmstad has got the ball. He's open, but won't take the shot. Hands it back here to David Bolin. Bolin will set up the offense. Lob pass over to Alex Keller. Keller, two-handed pass, comes to the near side. That's Warmstad with it. Warmstad, dribble penetration, gives it back out to Bolin. Bolin's pass is going to be thrown out of bounds. Keller was cutting the other way. Bolin threw it behind him, and now a timeout's going to be called here by head coach Zach Foster. That's five turnovers called on Adams Central so far in this first half of play. So Zach Foster calls a timeout. 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the second quarter. Adams Central 18, Minden 16.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 3.5 to play here in the second quarter, 18-16. The Patriots leading by 2 points. Minden has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Jonas Lovett has got it here on the near sideline. Comes out to Mueller, now to Choquette. Free throw line extended right side. Down in the corner to Warner. Warner brings it up high on the block. Bounce pass down in the corner again to Lovett. Lobs it inside to Choquette. Shot off the window is good. Jacob Choquette getting a field goal, and we're tied up at 18 points apiece. Adams Central again facing pressure in backcourt. Boland gets the ball to Anderson. His baseline jumper from 15 is short, no good. Rebound comes down to Nick Warner. Warner runs her back the other way. Gets a pass ahead to Lovett. Lovett drives it. Now kicks it back out here in three-point territory. Back down on the baseline. Choquette drives. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Evan Lindblad for Adams Central. Lindblad gets it away now to a Boland, who runs into a couple of defenders in backcourt, and a foul called. Miller was there, and also Choquette. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Jacob Choquette. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Whippets. Adams Central has got just 2 team fouls here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be David Boland, the freshman. Boland has missed only 1 free throw all year long. He is 20 out of 21 on free throws this year through 10 games. 95%. He'll have a 1-1 situation here. Cole Gibbons comes back into the ball game now for Minden. We're down to 2:48 to play. Shot from the free throw line, up and in by Mr. Automatic. Money in the bank, David Boland. They'll have one more. Boland's already got 9 points in the ball game here for the Patriots. Adams Central 19, Minden 18. Boys High School play. Next shot is up there. It's good. So it's now a 2-point ball game for Adams Central. They got the lead 20-18. Patriots now applying some pressure here right at the 10-second line. There's a pass over to Nick Warner. Steps into the forecourt. Warner comes out here in the 3-point territory to Johnson. Trevor Johnson down the right side to Cole Gibbons, working against Anderson. The ball poked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's lost out of bounds by the Whippets. Minden turns the ball over for the 9th time here in this first half. Adams Central inbound the ball with a chance to add to their lead. 20-18 is the score. The Patriots out on top. David Boland has got it. Bowen, long pass ahead. They get it to Lindblad. Nice pass to Anderson, and Elena shot is up and in. Lindblad gets the assist. Tevin Anderson gets the field goal. Anderson now with 2 points in the ball game. Adams Central out to a 4-point lead, 22-18. Here's Nick Warner. He drives it down the left side of the lane. His pass is going to be deflected, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Bowen. That's going to be his second. So 2 fouls now on David Bowen. Non-shooting situation. That's only the 3rd team foul on Adams Central. So it'll be the Whippets playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. David Boland checks out now with 2 personal fouls. Buzz Niederklein comes in there. 2:11 to play here in the second quarter. They play things in deep in the corner. Gibbons from the baseline. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad for Adams Central. Lindblad gets it away now to Garrett Sittner. Now to Lindblad into the forecourt. His pass is deflected and intercepted. Intercepted by Gibbons. A 6th turnover at Adams Central. Gibbons comes down to the left side of the lane. Kicks it back out here to Warner. Warner at the top of the key. He drives it. His scoop shot is up there. No good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes out Adams Central. Warmstadt has got the ball for the Patriots. Tricky dribbles into the forecourt. Warmstadt stops here at the top of the 3-point arc. Out to Anderson. Anderson has got it. Now we got a timeout called here. Zach Foster wants to call a timeout again for the Patriots. 1 minute 38 seconds to play. In the second quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 22, Minden 18.
People you know, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, tomorrow night on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS, we've got Hastings College basketball for you. The Broncos playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. A women's men's basketball doubleheader. Their time will be at 5:45 for the pregame show. 6 o'clock for the women's ball game. 8 o'clock for the guys. All the action tomorrow night. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on 1230 AM KHAS. 1:38 to play here in the second quarter. Adams Central with a lead over Minden. 22-18 is the score. Adams Central with the ball on their offensive end, working against his zone defense of Minden. There's a long pass in the lane. Lindblad has it, lost it, and it's going to be a turnover on AC. Now the other official popping in there. It's going to be Minden ball. So a turnover in Adams Central. Lindblad had it. It was lost off of his fingertips. A seventh turnover on the Patriots. Coming into the ball game now for AC will be Buzz Niederklein. They'll pick up the Whippets right at the 10-second line. Under 90 seconds to go here in the second period. 22-18. Adams Central has got a four-point lead. There's a pass deflected away from Gibbons. It goes out of bounds. Jonas Lovin right at the elbow on the right side. Tried to wing her down to the baseline. It was deflected away. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Minden playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with Lovin. He's got the ball. He'll trigger things in. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Trevor Jacobson with the ball here from Minden. Jacobson holds it, goes to Lovin on the far sideline. Jonas picked up there by a Garrett Sittner. He drives it. They run into each other, and a foul is going to be called. A blocking foul going to be called on Garrett Sittner. Sittner picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Patriots. So a non-shooting situation. It's going to be Lovin again inbounding the ball from underneath his own basket to the left side. Comes over here in the deep left corner. A shot by Warner is up there. It's going to be no good. Mueller grabs the rebound, goes back up against Anderson. His shot is up and in. Now 22-20 is the score. Adams Central with a two-point lead. There's a pass down the far sideline, deflected out of bounds. Adams Central playing things in. Here comes David Bullen back into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Buzz Niederklein. Into the ball game is going to be Sam Lindblad. He's going to check in for Kyler Wormstadt. 48.2 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. 22-20 is the score. Adams Central has got a two-point lead. But the Whippets staying close here tonight. Boy, every possession has been important here. Points are going to be at a premium. There's a pass that's going to be kicked by Lovin. Bullen trying to set it down in the corner to Anderson, who was kicked there. Officials retrieve that, bring the ball back. Adams Central play the ball in right in front of the Minden Whippet bench down here to our right. Garrett Sittner will inbound the ball. They'll get things in to David Bullen. We'll see if Adams Central plays for the final shot here. We're down to 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. Sittner has got it out to Bullen now. Bullen sends it over here to Tevin Anderson. Anderson, two-handed pass, goes back to the far side. Sittner takes the ball down to the baseline. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Adams Central with a rebound. That's Lindblad. He tries to send it back down in the corner. Another whistle. It'll be deflected out of play. AC will play things in with 22 seconds to play. Lindblad in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Evan Lindblad scores for Adams Central. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Patriots again leading by 4. It is 24-20. Here's a Jacob Choquette with the ball. Choquette goes over on the far side over to Cole Gibbons. Top of the key now to Jacob Choquette. Choquette looking. Here's a long-range jumper at the horn. It's up and in. A three-pointer and it counts. Jonas Lovin looks up, and they were under a second to play, and Lovin just throws it down the hole. That went down from about 35 feet away. Jonas Lovin hits a three-pointer from Minden at the horn, and that's the end of the first half of play here tonight at the Patriots gym. Second quarter is in the books here tonight in boys high school play. The score at halftime, it is Adams Central 24, Minden 23. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans.
And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at the Patriots gym at Adams Central tonight in Hastings. Adams Central out on top of Minden at the break by a score of 24-23. Adams Central led 9-6 at the end of the first quarter. Halftime show today is brought to you by the Allen Superstore. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands and thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So it's a 24-23 ball game. Minden scored the first 4 points of the ball game here today. Adams Central grabbed their first lead at 7-6 with a minute and 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. Patriots led at the end of one by a score of 9-6. Adams Central got out to some 4 point leads in the second period at 12-8 and also at 18-14. Minden came back to pull even again at 18-18. Adams Central scores the next 4 points to go out on top 22-18. The Patriots led 24-20. And then Jonas Levin hitting a three-pointer right at the end of the second quarter to pull Minden within 1 point. So 24-23 is our score at halftime tonight in favor of Adams Central. Get more sports activity coming up this week here on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5. We told you about hockey tomorrow night. USHL hockey, Tri-City Storm will be on the road playing in Omaha against the Lancers. Pre-game show will be at 6:50 tomorrow night. Face-off will be at 7:05, and we'll have the coverage here on the Breeze. Thursday night is Nebraska men's basketball for you, as the Huskers will play host to Michigan at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Pre-game show will be at 7:04 with a tip-off at 8 o'clock. That game here on the Breeze. Friday night, we've got more hockey. The Tri-City Storm going to be at home on Friday night to take on the Omaha Lancers. That'll be a 7:15 start with a face-off at 7:30. The Storm also in action on Saturday night as they will play at home against Sioux Falls. 6:50 for the pregame show on Saturday. Face-off will be at 7:05. And then on Sunday, here on the Breeze, we have got Nebraska men's basketball again. Huskers playing at Purdue. That'll be an early start. Tip-off will be at 11 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Pre-game show begins at 10 o'clock. So high school basketball tonight. We've got a hockey for you on Wednesday, basketball Thursday, hockey on Friday, hockey on Saturday, and then basketball again on Sunday morning, and all the coverage right here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at halftime of our boys' high school basketball game here tonight. Adams Central hanging on to a slim one-point lead over Minden. The score is Adams Central 24, Minden 23. We'll come back and check the first half numbers right after this.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Boys High School basketball action here tonight on The Breeze. Adams Central has got the lead over Minden. The score is 24-23. Picture the scoring in the first half of play. Adams Central is being led so far by David Bullen. Bolin is connected on a couple of three-pointers. He's got a two-point field goal, and he's hit two out of two from the free-throw line. So David Bolin already in double figures. He's got 10 points. Kyler Warmstad has knocked down a couple of baskets, a couple of field goals. He's got four. Evan Lindblad, he's got a field goal, and he's one out of two from the free-throw line. He's got 3 points. Devin Anderson has got a field goal for two. Cale Pleak has got a field goal, 2 points. Garrett Sittner has got a field goal for two. Sam Lindblad is one out of one from the free throw line. He has got 1 point. Adams Central, 4 out of 5 from the charity stripe here in the first half of play. Unofficially, 7 turnovers in the basketball game. The Minden Whippets are being led so far by Mitchell Moeller. Moeller has got 12 points in the ball game. He's got 5 field goals, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So a good effort tonight by Moeller. 12 points here in the first half of play. Only two other guys have scored. Jacob Choquette, he's got 6 points on 3 field goals. And Jonas Levin, he's got a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. He's got 5 points. Minden is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. So Adams Central led 9-6 at the end of the first quarter. It's now 24-23. Patriots have the lead over Minden here tonight. The girls' ball game was played earlier this evening here at the Patriots gym. The number one ranked and undefeated Minden Whippets, they flexed their muscles here tonight as they knock off Adams Central by a score of 77-40. Minden scored the first 7 points of the ball game here tonight, got out to a 20-6 first quarter lead. Whippets led 50-21 at halftime, 73-54 at the end of three quarters. They got up by 45 points during that third quarter, so we had a running clock throughout the fourth quarter of play. Minden scores only 4 points in that fourth. They go on to beat Adams Central by a score of 77-40. Jamie Kissinger had 22 points for Minden. She had 20 in the first half, 2 in the second half, ends up with 22 for the ball game. Brooke Kissinger, she had 21 points in the contest, 12 in the first half, 9 more in the second half. Also scoring tonight for Minden was Rebecca Stewart. She had 15. Taylor Kissinger, she had 11. Leading scorers for Adams Central in the ball game tonight, Josie Bumgardner, she scores 13. Brittany Wiseman, she had 11 for AC. The Patriot girls basketball team drops to 3 wins and 8 losses on the season. They will play at Loop City Arcadia coming up on Friday night. Meanwhile, the Minden Whippets, they improved to 10 wins and no losses. They're back at home to take on Alliance on Friday night. Get the score here at halftime of the boys' ball game. Adams Central 24, Minden 23. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore halftime show here tonight. The You Get More Superstore, Allen Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, the opening possession for Adams Central, they try to go back door, and the ball was lost out of bounds there by Tevin Anderson. So the Patriots turn the ball away for the 8th time here in the ball game. Minden has got 9 turnovers. Whippets have the ball, and now they're with a chance to grab the lead here. Here's Warner driving down the right side of the lane. Contact made, foul called. A personal foul going to be whistled here on Adams Central. It's going to go on Anderson. That's going to be his first team foul on the Patriots. So the Whippets will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They come out here to Gibbons with a ball. Gibbons down in the corner to Choquette. Bounce pass goes inside to Moeller, who kicks it back out to Choquette. His shot from 15 is off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, no good. Rebound is loose. Moeller grabs it, and his shot is up and in. Mitchell Moeller scoring there. He's now got 14 points in the ball game, 25-24. Minden has now got a one-point lead. Here's Bullen for three. Shot good. David Bullen, a big shot there, three-pointer. He's now got 13 in the ball game, and the Patriots reclaim the lead, 27-25. 7:07 to play here in the third quarter from the Patriots gym tonight. Neither team out to more than a four-point lead here in the first couple of quarters of this ball game. Adams Central with a two-point advantage right now, 27-25. Minden with the ball. Here's Choquette driving it. Ball's going to be knocked loose. The scramble is on. EC comes up with it. Wormsand has got it for Adams Central. Now to Bolin. Three on three. Bolin down the lane. His shot is up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Foul called. Foul's going to go here on Evan Lindblad. For Adams Central, that's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Into the ball game now for Minden is going to be Jonathan Miller. Miller comes in, and Cole Gibbons will check out. 6:43 to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central 27, Minden 25. The Whippets will walk the ball up the floor here. Adams Central will stay with their man-to-man defense. Nick Warner has got the ball on the dribble, takes it to the far sideline, gets away from Sittner, drives the ball to the hole. A running one-hander is going to be up there no good. The ball swatted out of bounds, and it's going to be Minden ball. The Whippets will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jacob Choquette will be the trigger man. Choquette has got it. Lobs it to the far sideline to Warner. Now to Bowler. Comes across the top to Levin. Down in the corner right side to Miller. Jonathan Miller. Skip pass goes to the far side. That's Jacob Choquette with the ball. Picked up out there by Adam Central's Kyler Wormstadt. Choquette gets away. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Throws it to the far sideline. That's Jonathan Miller. Cross-court pass comes to Warner. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Bolin. Bolin has got it down for Adams Central as he runs her back the other way. His pass is intercepted. Intercepted here by Jonathan Miller. Ninth turnover on Adams Central. Miller gets the ball to Choquette. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson. So Choquette misses an easy one. Anderson grabs the rebound. Down to Sittner into the forecourt to David Bolin. Bolin skip pass down on the corner to Anderson. Comes out on the wing. Now to Sittner. Shot for three. Good. Garrett Sittner knocks down his first three-pointer tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Adams Central now with the biggest lead of the ball game at 30-25. 5.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter from the Patriots gym. Here's Nick Warner with the ball. Free throw line extended right side for the Whippets. Jonas Levin lobs it inside now, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get her down low to a Muller, and the foul is going to be called here on Adams Central. The foul is going to go on Lindblad. That's going to be his second. Evan Lindblad picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number three on the Patriots here in the third quarter. Minden will play things in from underneath their own basket. Jacob Choquette will inbound the ball. Choquette holding it. Now gets it in the deep corner on the left side. Put it down there. It's going to be Warner. Brings it up high. Throws it back down in the corner to Miller. Now to Warner again. Right side, Jacob Choquette. Bounce pass goes inside to Muller. He backs up, throws up a shot. It's going to be over the backboard. And out of play here. So the Whippets turn it away for the 11th time here in this basketball game. We're down to 5:10 to play in the third quarter. Adams Central is leading by a score of 30-25. Here's David Bolin. He walks the ball off the floor, brings it back to the center of the court now. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline. Wormstadt brings it across the 10-second line. Now loses control of the dribble and is picked up by Warner. Turnover number 10 on Adams Central in the ball game. Warner will bring the ball up now for the Dogs. Long pass down in the corner goes to Choquette. Gets away, dribbles it in the hole. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Muller grabs the rebound. Out to Miller. His shot for three is up there no good. Rebound is loose again. It's picked up by Choquette. He drives it down the lane and scores. Three shots in the hole there. And Minden finally gets Jacob Choquette driving to the hole and scoring. And now head coach Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 30, Minden 27.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball earlier tonight won by Minden as they knocked off Adams Central in a girls game by a score of 77-40. Here's Tevin Anderson now for Adams Central. Kicks it out here to Wormstadt for three. It rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to a Matt Ekstrom, or rather to a Jacob Choquette. is into the ball game here for Minden. Jacob Silkep gets it into the forecourt to Miller, who has problems with it. Now the ball's going to be stolen away, taken away there by Wormsand, who drives the length of the floor and scores. Tyler Wormsand gets his third field goal of the ball game. Minden has 12 turnovers in the ball game. Adams Central back out to a five-point lead, 32-27. Second time here in the third quarter, they've led by five. Here's another pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sittner. Long pass down the floor. Wormstadt can't control it. Now the scramble is on the far sideline. Jump ball is called. I think his hands in there was Jonathan Miller of Minden. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Whippets. So a turnover on Adams Central. That's their 11th of the ball game. Cale Pleat comes into the ball game now for Adams Central. Also coming in is going to be Alex Keller. Under 4 minutes to play here in quarter number three here tonight. Adams Central is leading 32-27. There's a Jonas Lever on the ball out on top now to DeLay, who's into the contest for the Whippets. Bounce pass goes to Warner, who gets it down the low to Lever, and it's not going to be blocked down, and the ball is recovered here by Adams Central. Devin Anderson has got the ball for the Patriots, running back the other way. Now a palming violation on Anderson just as he brings the ball across the 10-second line. It's two teams trade turnovers. It's going to be Minden inbounding the ball off of the far sideline with 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play. Quarter number three tonight. Here at the Patriot Gym, 32-27 is the score. Minden has got the ball. They bring it back into the forecourt. That's Ekstrom with it. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Warner, top of the key. Warner, one dribble, sends it down in the corner. That's a Choquette with the ball. He drives the baseline. The ball's going to be swatted away from him and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Minden ball as they will play things in. Underneath their own basket. Wormstadt comes back in there. Now they're going to give the ball to Adams Central. All right, so a turnover on Minden. They're going to play the ball in here in backcourt. That's going to be Garrett Sittner with the ball as he'll play things in to Bolin. He'll bring things up. Minden attacking in backcourt. Bolin gets the ball ahead. As he gets it here to K.O. Pleak, who tries to dump it off in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it down here to Keller, and the ball is intercepted by 11. Turnover number 13 on Adams Central. Down to 3 minutes to play, third quarter, 32-27. Patriots have a five-point lead, but the Whippets have the basketball. Ekstrom has got it out here in three-point territory. Choquette, high left side, moves it down in the corner to Warner, behind the screen, now to Ekstrom, who sends it back down to 11. He's twisting and turning, his shot right side of the lane is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Keller. Alex Keller with the ball as he races back the other way for the Patriots. Keller gets the ball down in the corner. That's Wormstadt. He drives the baseline, and now we got a contact made and a foul called. Wormstadt trying to take the ball in the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Nick Warner of Minden. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Whippets here in the second half of play. 32-27, the Patriots with a five-point lead. Adams Central inbound the ball. Bolin comes out here in the three-point territory, jacking up with three. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there and in. An offensive rebound. And a basket there by Sam Lindblad. Adams Central now with the biggest lead of the ball game at 34-27. 2 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Nick Warner has got the ball down low to Muller. Puts a man in the air, goes up with a shot. It's up there, no good. It's just off of the front iron, but he's fouling the play. Muller working inside there against Lindblad. A personal foul is going to be called. He's going to go on Sam Lindblad. That's going to be his first. That's going to send Muller to the free throw line here from Minden. He has got 14 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Mitchell Muller now with 15. He averaged 9.2 coming in here. Choquette back in. Levin comes to the bench now for Minden head coach Aaron Martin. 2 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third quarter, 34-28. Patriots leading by 6 points. Muller back to the line. His shot is up there, and the shot hits the front iron. It's going to be no good. And the ball picked up on the hop in the lane. Here's Wormstadt back now for Adams Central. Comes back quickly, drives it to the basket. His running one-hander is up there and in. Tyler Wormstadt finds a seam in the defense and takes it to the hole. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's now 36-28. Adams Central the lead with a 1:57 left here in the third quarter. Nick Warner with the ball now for Minden. Adams Central still man-to-man, driving the baseline. Choquette, reverse layup is up and in. Jacob Choquette scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game, and Minden back within 6. 36-30 is the score. A minute and 42 seconds to play in the third. Here's Adams Central with it. Sittner has got it. Sittner gets it to Alex Keller out here in three-point territory. Now to Wormstadt. Wormstadt trying to get away. Wormstadt takes it inside the free throw circle, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's good. And let's see, we got a whistle. It won't count. We got a foul on the way in. A personal foul on the way in is going to go on Warner, and that's going to be his third. Team foul number three on the Whippets here in this third quarter. Warner is going to check out. Here comes Jonathan Miller back in there. Adams Central inbounds the ball. Here's Wormstamp behind a double screen. Now moves it down in the corner to Bolin. His shot is up there and in. A three-pointer from the deep left corner. David Bolin now with 16 points in the ball game for the Patriots. 39-30 is the score. Adams Central in the lead here. Driving down the lane is going to be Choquette. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound, Moeller. Following shot is up there. No good as he misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Lindblad tries to shuffle the ball away to Bolin. He lost it out of bounds. Adams Central turns the ball away here. 14 turnovers on the Patriots. Into the ball game now for AC will be Evan Lindblad. Sam Lindblad comes out. Minden will inbound the ball deep in a corner here on the near sideline. Choquette will inbound it. He comes over here in three-point territory. That's going to be DeLay who's into the ball game now. Choquette gets it back just to the right of the circle. Now drives it into the paint. Goes for the basket. His shot is up there. No good. Lindblad with a rebound. Lindblad gets it away now to Bolin. We've got 50 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Bolin behind a screen from Lindblad. Now drives the ball to the basket, loses control, and swatted out of his hands, out of bounds. AC will play things in. Here comes Levin back into the ball game. Checking out for Minden is going to be Gibbons. Also coming in, Nick Warner for the Whippets. Going out is going to be Moeller. And now for the Patriots is going to be Tevin Anderson. And coming out is going to be Kyler Wormstad. 45.7 seconds to play in the third. Adams Central with a 9-point lead, 39-30. Patriots have the ball. Here's Bolin, fakes the three. Now fires a three up there from the corner. His shot's going to be short this time. Rebound comes down to Choquette. Long pass ahead. They get it to Warner. He drives it to the goal. His shot no good. Rebound Anderson. Anderson has got it for Adams Central. Dribbles to the near side. Now sends it back over to Bolin. He'll bring it into the offensive zone now, down the right sideline. Bolin stops, looks at the clock. We're down to 23 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, Patriots will probably play for the final shot right here. David Bolin just dribbles with it. Goes over to Alex Keller. High right side. Keller holds the ball. Top of the key now to Lindblad, who hands it away to Bolin. Bolin drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball swatted around and is picked up here by DeLay. DeLay brings it to 11. 2 seconds. 1 second. He puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. We got a blocking foul here as time expires in the third quarter. It's going to go on Anderson. That's going to be his second. Levin was driving the ball toward the goal. And time expires. We're going to have some free throws coming up here for Minden. It's going to be Levin going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot's going to be short. No good. He'll get one more as he was fouled in the active shooting. That's the 15th foul already on the Patriots here in the second half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. And that will wrap up quarter number three. Adams Central has the lead after three quarters. It's the Patriots 39. Minden 31. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
We're the new Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore. Shopping center around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping center around you, you, you. We're the new Get More Superstore.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at Patriots Gym at Hastings. Fourth quarter, Adams Central leading 39-31 over Minden. Adams Central has got the opening possession of this fourth quarter. Evan Lindblad goes over to Wormstad. Minden is now in a man-to-man defense. Wormstad takes the ball down to the baseline. Some contact, no foul. Sittner in the lane. Anderson in the right corner. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. And we've got a timeout called here. A timeout was called from the bench here by head coach Zach Foster for the Patriots. So we're 22 seconds into the fourth quarter, and we've got a timeout called here. 7:38 to play in quarter number four in the ballgame. Adams Central has got the lead. The Patriots 39, the Whippets 31.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 7:38 to play in a basketball game. Minden is trailing Adams Central tonight by a score of 39-31. Patriots following the timeout will inbound the ball. Sittner has got it now to Bullen, high right side. David Bullen dribbles with the ball out there as Minden goes to the man-to-man defense. Here's Sittner, drives the ball into the paint, puts up a shot. It's going to be around the rim. Tip tries up there and in. They're going to give that basket to Sittner. High in the air. It looked like he touched the ball. Evan Lindblad, but they're going to give the ball to Sittner in the field goal. So Garrett Sittner's now got 7 points in the ball game. 41-31. It's a 10-point lead here early in the fourth quarter to play. Nick Warner has got the ball out here in three-point territory. He drives the ball against Bullen. Hands it away now to Jonathan Miller. Puts it on the floor and comes over here to Adam DeLay. Bounce pass in the way and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be an offensive foul called here on Jonathan Miller. Miller picks up his third personal. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Whippets here in the second half of play. So Adams Central with a lead, 41-31. They will inbound the ball here in backcourt. This is a one-point ball game at halftime, 24-23. Adams Central has got the ball. Kyler Warmstadt brings it into the offensive zone. Now his pocket's going to be picked. Here's Choquette with the ball. He drives, and he's going to be fouled in a play by Warmstadt. Intentional foul, I think, was called there. Kyler Warmstadt coming back after he loses the ball, comes back and he commits the personal foul. I think that's going to be an intentional foul called there on Warmstadt, or is it? No, it's not. Warmstadt picks up his first personal, so no intentional. It's going to send Jacob Choquette to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's the first free throw of the night for Jacob Choquette. He's a 52% foul shooter on the season. He's now 12 out of 22 from the line. 41-32, Adams Central leading. Next shot is up there and in. So a couple of free throws by Jacob Choquette, the 6-foot senior for the Whippets. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's Anderson. His passing will be deflected away. They got the ball back in the offensive zone. Anderson trying to send it to Evan Lindblad right in front of the basket, and the ball was knocked out of bounds there by Jonathan Miller. AC plays things in. Lindblad out to Garrett Sittner out here in three-point territory. He holds the ball here on the near sideline. Minden has now gone to a man-to-man defense here. They played zone most of the night. Here's a Bullen with the ball. Bullen sends it over to Lindblad. Free throw line extended right side. Lindblad dribbling with the ball. Stops now. He fires up a three. His shot's up there. No good. Rebound is a long one. It comes out to Nick Warner. Nick Warner down the left sideline. Jonathan Miller. He'll fire up a three. His shot no good. Rebound Moeller. Follow shot is up there and in. Moeller grabs that one from out of the air. It was an air ball. Moeller grabs it and puts it down through the hole. He's now got 17 in the ball game for Minden. We've got a timeout. We got a timeout from the Dogs. 6 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 41, Minden 35.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Minden won the girls' ball game tonight, 77-40 over Adams Central. Whippets led 50-21 at halftime. Jamie Kissinger, 22 points for Minden. Brooke Kissinger had 21. Rebecca Stewart had 15. Minden now 10-0 in the season. Adams Central now 3-8. They got 13 points tonight from Josie Bumgardner. But Minden wins the girls' game 77-40 tonight. Adams Central has got the lead here in the boys' game, 41-35. Adams Central having problems here in backcourt trying to inbound the ball. And again, Zach Foster is going to burn a timeout. AC having problems inbounding the ball as Minden was applying pressure back here. It's down to four. Zach Foster has to burn another timeout. 6:02 to play in the fourth quarter. It's still Adams Central 41, Minden 35.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Garrett Sittner inbounds the ball here to Bolin, and Bolin has the ball deflected back out of bounds, so AC will try it again. 6:01 to play here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading by a score of 41-35. AC plays things in. Sittner gets it in now to Bolin here in backcourt. Bolin dribbling to the ball against Showcat. Long pass ahead. Wimblatt has got the ball deflected. Wimblatt grabs it, goes up for the shot. It's up and in. Evan Wimblatt scores for Adams Central. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Now 43-35. The Patriots out on top. Here's Jacobson. Drives it in the lane. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. And it's going to be Minden basketball. Lindblad again gets his hands on it there. Mitchell Moeller comes back into the ball game for Minden. Going out is going to be Trevor Jacobson. The Whippets will play things in from underneath their own basket to get it to Moeller right in front of the basket. His shot no good. Rebound Anderson. Devin Anderson has got the ball. Now to Bolin. 5.5 to go. Adams Central with the lead. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. 11 deflecting the ball away down the far sideline. Warmstadt will inbound the ball now for AC. He gets it in to Sittner. Back to Warmstadt. 43-35. The Patriots out on top by 8 points. Tyler Warmstadt dribbles the ball to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Warmstadt spins. Right side of the lane. Sends it down in the corner. That's Keller with the ball. Keller now to a Sittner. Sittner gets it away to a Warmstadt down in the corner. Now to Anderson. His shot for three is no good. Rebound comes down to Jonas Lovin, and a foul is called. That's going to go on Adams Central. Picking up the foul is going to be Garrett Sittner. That's going to be his second. Two fouls now on Sittner. That's going to be team foul number seven on the Patriots. And now Minden is in the bonus situation. The Whippets still have a couple of wastes themselves. They've got four team fouls here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be Jonas Lovin from Minden. His shot is up there, and the shot around the rim and finally goes down through the hole. Dances on the rim and goes down through the hole. Lovin now has 7 points in the ballgame. He's 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Adams Central 43, Minden 36. Lovin will have one more. His shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Bolin. David Bolin with the ball. He'll work in backcourt here against Showcat. Races the ball down the far sideline. Comes into the forecourt now to Warmstadt. Tyler Warmstadt getting some instructions here from head coach Zach Foster. Runs the offense on the dribble out here in three-point territory. Here's Garrett Sittner with the ball. Sittner backs up near the 10-second line. Under 5 minutes to go now here in the fourth quarter. Adams Central leading 43-36. Sittner with the ball. Fakes the handoff. Now he kind of drives it to the basket. His shot is up and in. Garrett Sittner circles around and takes it right to the basket and scores. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Patriots now leading by 9, 45-36. Jacob Choquette with the ball. Choquette to the near sideline to Gibbons. Cole Gibbons around his screen. Drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball. It's going to be picked up here on the baseline. And his shot is up there by a Gibbons. No good. And now we got a whistle. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Moeller. Mitchell Moeller picks up his third personal foul for Minden. A rebounding foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Whippets. So Adams Central now with a chance to stretch their lead. 45-36 is the score. Here's David Bolin with the ball in backcourt. David Bolin gets it to Warmstadt, who brings it back to Bolin. Wild pass down in the corner to Anderson. Fakes the three, dribbles down to baseline, and a foul is going to be called. I think that's Moeller again picking up another foul. So two quick fouls on Mitchell Moeller. He's now got four. He's really been their only offense so far today. He's got 17 points in the ballgame, and he's going to have to check out of there now. With four fouls, Adam DeLay will come in there. So Mitchell Moeller is on the bench with four fouls. We still got 4 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Lindblad will inbound the ball for Adams Central. He comes out here beyond the ring to Garrett Sittner. He backs it up near the 10-second line, trying to drive it now against Gibbons. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot. Good. Aaron Sittner scoring there. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 47-36. Patriots in the lead. Here's Choquette with the ball. Choquette gets away from Wormstad, goes for the basket. His shot good, and he's fouled. Jacob Choquette gets the field goal. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Tyler Wormstad of Adams Central. That's going to be his second. So Jacob Choquette to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Choquette now with 14 in the ball game, so the Whippets are not rolling over here. 47-36 is the score. Minden trailing by 11. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good by Choquette. And the rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson gets to the Wormstad. He falls down with the ball. It ends up in the hands of Bowen here on the near sideline. Bounce pass down the near side. It's going to be lost out of bounds here by Lindblad. It was being pressured there by Adam DeLay. The ball lost out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 16 on the Patriots. Here's a inbounds pass. Wormstad grabs the ball. It's going to be a turnover on Minden. Now he loses the ball. It's going to be picked up here by the Whippets as a Warner. It grabs the ball to Jonas Levin as they work the ball inside. The shot's going to be blocked down. The way his shot is going to be blocked down there by Lindblad, and the ball recovered by Anderson. Gets it ahead now, deep in the corner. That's going to be Wormstad with the ball out of Sittner. 3:15 to play here in the ball game, and now Sittner is going to be fouled into play by Choquette. A couple of sloppy possessions there for each team. Choquette picks up the personal foul, his third. Team foul number 7 on the Whippets. So now we're going to have a 1-1 situation here for Adams Central. Garrett Sittner will go to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Sittner is 71% foul shooter. Here comes Moeller back in. Also coming in for the Whippets will be Matt Ekstrom. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, 47-38. Adams Central has got the lead. Sittner at the free throw line. His shot is up there. High bounce, and it does not go through the hole. 47-38. The score remains. Minden comes down with a rebound. Nick Warner outside down 11. His pass back inside deflected, but it's picked up by Choquette. Outside to Warner for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball is picked up here, and it's lost now by Sittner, and a foul called. Sittner tries to grab the rebound. It was knocked out of his hands, and a foul is going to be called here on Nick Warner. So that's going to be four fouls on Nick Warner. So Moeller's now got four. Nick Warner has got four. Team foul number 8 on the Minden Whippets. They're in the second half, and going back to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Garrett Sittner. He's got 11 points in the ball game. He missed a free throw just a few seconds ago. Does not miss that one. That went straight through the hole. Sittner is now 1 out of 2 on free throws, 12 points in the ball game. Adams Central now with a 10-point lead here in boys high school basketball. It is 48-38. Here comes the next shot by Sittner. Is up there, rattles around, and goes down through the hole. An 11-point lead, 49-38. Here comes Nick Warner with the ball now for Minden. He goes over there on the high left side to Ekstrom. His pass out on top is going to be deflected away from Levin. The ball's going to be picked up by Anderson. He's stepping on the sideline. Ball is deflected away from Jonas Levin. Anderson tries to chase her down right in front of the Patriot bench, and he was on the sidelines. So Minden maintains control here. They'll play things in now. Right in front of head coach Zach Foster for the Patriots. 2:44 to play. Adams Central leading by 11 points. Here's Nick Warner driving, kicks it down in the corner. Levin for three. A shot over Anderson is going to be no good. Ball swatted around. Moeller grabs the ball. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Lindblad. Lindblad now double-teamed. The ball swatted away. It goes out of bounds. Adams Central ball. Mitchell Moeller misses a shot at a point-blank range there for the Minden Whippets. So now Adams Central comes back the other way. Tyler Wormstad will come back into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Anderson. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Adams Central leading by the score of 49-38. Patriots will play at Loop City Arcadia coming up on Friday night. There's the inbounds pass. We have a foul called. Matt Ekstrom picks up the foul from Minden. That's going to be his first. That's going to send the Patriots to the free throw line again. Tyler Wormstad will head to the stripe here for the first time tonight. He's a 64% foul shooter on the season. Warner comes back into the contest now. Ekstrom checks out for the Whippets. Wormstad to the line. He's got 8 points so far tonight. Make it 9 as that one goes down through the hole. So Tyler Wormstad will try to go back to the free throw line and tack on to this lead here. It's now 50-38. The Patriots pulling away here. This is a 24-23 game at halftime in favor of AC. Second one is up there and is good. Coming into the ball game now will be Buzz Niederklein. Going out will be Garrett Sittner. So a 13-point lead here, 51-38. Minden has scored only 15 points here in the second half against this Adams Central defense. Nick Warner has got the ball. Warner down 11. 11 tries to wing it down low to Miller. He mishandles it. He picks it back up in the corner. Miller to Jonas Levin. Skip pass to the far side to Warner. Behind a screen from Choquette. Out to Levin out here in three-point territory. Adams Central is in a man-to-man. Choquette with the ball on the right side. Jacob Choquette brings it up high to the free throw line. Now to Warner on the far sideline. Shot is up there from three. No good. Tip try, no good. Rebound Levin. Follow shot is up there and in. Jonas Levin gets the field goal. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. And now Minden head coach Aaron Martin wants to call a timeout. Timeout here with a minute and 53 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 51, Minden 40.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got hockey tomorrow night on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tri-City Storm with a busy week. They'll start things off with a road trip at Omaha tomorrow to take on the Omaha Lancers. Pre-game show will be at 6:50. Face-off will be at 7:05 here on the Breeze. Adams Central in the lead here in boys high school play, 51-40 over Minden. The Whippets attacking here in backcourt. Adams Central breaks it. Garrett Sittner down the near sideline. To Wormstadt, now to Bullen, back to Wormstadt out here. High right side, Wormstadt just dribbling with the ball as Adams Central runs some clock now. Down to a minute and 41 seconds to play in the ball game. The Patriots with an 11-point lead. Here's Garrett Sittner. Sittner comes to Lindblad. Lindblad hands the ball away to Bullen, and now we got a jump ball called here. Bullen is tied up on the play out here in three-point territory. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Whippets. So Adams Central turns the ball away for the 18th time in the basketball game here tonight. It's going to be Minden coming back the other direction. Jacob Choquette will inbound the ball. 51-40 is the score. Adams Central leading by 11. And now the Whippets throw the ball out of bounds. Jonathan Miller was out here in three-point territory. He threw it down in the corner. I think that was Choquette. He was cutting the opposite direction and goes sailing out of bounds. Turnover number 17 on Minden. So it's a 51-40 ball game. Adams Central inbound here in backcourt. Long baseball pass by Sittner down to four to Lindblad. He grabs it, shoots it, and scores it. Evan Lindblad scores. 7 points now for Lindblad. Adams Central leading by a score of 53-40. There's a long-range jumper put up there no good by Levin. An air ball. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. Sittner has got the ball now to Bullen. David Bullen with it to Garrett Sittner on the far side. To Bullen into the offensive zone now. Wormstadt has got it. He has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Levin. On the turnover, Jonas Levin sends the ball across the lane. It's going to be deflected out of bounds. Bowen got his hands on it there for Adams Central. So a turnover on the Patriots. That's one thing that Coach not going to be happy with at the end of the ball game. He's got 19 turnovers here in this contest. Patriots averaged 13 through the first 10 ball games here. Here's Moeller with the ball. He works inside against Lindblad, puts it up there off of the window and scores. Mitchell Moeller now with 19 points in the ball game. For the Whippets, 53-42. Now we got a foul here in backcourt. A foul in backcourt here. It's going to go on the Minden, so we'll head to the other end of the floor. That's going to be the 10th team foul now on the Whippets, so this will be a two-shot foul. It's going to go here on Choquette. That's going to be his fourth foul now. And going to the free throw line is going to be Kyler Wormstadt. Wormstadt has got 10 points in the ball game for the Patriots. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there, and his shot is good. High school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at the Patriot Gym at Adams Central here tonight in Hastings. 54-42, Adams Central leading the Minden Whippets. Next shot by Wormstadt is up there and in. Wormstadt now with 12 points in the ball game, 55-42. Driving to the hole, dishing it back out here to Moeller. to Jonas Levin over the show catch. Shot for three is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It goes to the corner. Boland tries to save it, but right into the hands there of Jonathan Miller. Back outside to Choquette. His shot for three is no good. Rebound Warner. Back out to Levin. Now to Mueller. He fires up a three ball. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Foul called. But down to 23.2 seconds to play now here in the fourth quarter. A personal foul is going to be whistled here as the officials look at one another. Now they're going to call this one on Adams Central. A foul on the Patriots. Going to the free throw line here is going to be Jonathan Miller. Lindblad picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So Jonathan Miller to the free throw line with 23 seconds to play. His first shot is up there and in. That's his first point of the ball game. Miller is a 60% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Sittner back into the ball game now. Warmstadt will come to the bench. Adams Central's lead is 12 points at 55-43. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 55-44. Into the ball game now for Minden is going to be Cole Gibbons, and going out will be Mueller. So we got 23.2 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, Garrett Sittner will inbound the ball, and now head coach Zach Foster wants to burn a timeout here. Make sure everybody's on the right page with 23.2 seconds to play here in the contest. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 55, Minden 44.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Now we're down to 23.2 seconds to play here in this one. Adams Central trying to pick up their eighth win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. Stay tuned after the ball game for the Misco Sports postgame show here on the Breeze. 55-44 is the score. Adams Central with an 11-point lead. The Patriots led at halftime, but just won 24-23. AC will play things in here in backcourt. This is Alex Keller. Inbound the ball. Keller looking, finally gets it in. Well, the basketball here is going to be Buzz Niederklein, who's into the ball game, splits a couple of defenders. The ball is knocked loose, and now we got a whistle and a foul called. A foul here will go on the Whippets, and the foul is going to go on Jonathan Miller. That's going to be the fourth foul on Jonathan Miller. So going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Buzz Niederklein. Niederklein is a 37% foul shooter. His shot is up there, and it's going to be no good. He hit 3 out of 8 coming into the ball game here tonight. He's missed his first attempt here. Here comes Matt Ekstrom into the ball game now for Minden. Ryan Hauserman also coming in there, a 5'10" and senior. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Jonas Levin with 15 to play. Levin into the forecourt, comes over on the right side to Cole Gibbons. Out to Levin, takes it to the top of the key, gives it away to Gibbons. He fakes the three. Moves it out into the corner. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Niederklein, and that's going to be the ball game. The Adams Central Patriots going to win the contest here tonight over the Minden Whippets. So it was a tight ball game throughout much of the first half of play, but Adams Central outscoring Minden 15-8 in the third quarter, and they go on to post an 11-point win here tonight in boys high school basketball. Adams Central 55, Minden 44. So the Whippets dropped to 4 wins and 5 losses. On the season, Adams Central improves to 8-3. Stay tuned. We've got the Misco Sports postgame show coming up next. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small, or if the curtains were old, or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig. I mean, they both smelled the same. The important things were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Now, you care more about things like square footage, and if there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. Call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Annie, and Patty know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriots gym. It was Adams Central boys picking up a win here tonight over the Minden Whippets by a score of 55-44. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's now. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. It was Minden who scored the first 4 points of the basketball game here tonight. Jumped out to a 4-0 lead. Adams Central battled and finally took their first lead of the ball game at 7-6. With a minute and 36 seconds to play in the first quarter, Patriots led 9-6 after one quarter. Adams Central getting out to a couple of four-point leads at 12-8 and 18-4. In the second quarter, Minden comes back to tie things up at 18 points apiece. Again, the Patriots jumped out to a four-point lead at 22-18. Got out to a 24-20 lead, and then Jonas Levin hitting a three-pointer at the buzzer in the second quarter to make it a 24-23 ball game at halftime. But Adams Central stretches that lead. Got out to 39-31 after three quarters here tonight as they outscore the Whippets 15-8 in that third quarter, and they go on to win tonight by a score of 55-44. Adams Central improves to 8 wins and 3 losses on the season as they get ready for Loop City Arcadia coming up on Friday night. That's a ball game you'll be able to hear on 1230 AM KHAS. The Minden Whippets, they drop to 4 wins and 5 losses. They will play Alliance coming up on Friday night. Checking the scoring here in the ball game. First of all, for Adams Central, they were led tonight by David Bolin as he scores 16 points in the ball game. Bolin knocks down 4 3-pointers. He had 1 2-point field goal, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So David Bolin leads the way with 16. The other scorer is Garrett Sittner. He has 13 points in the ball game. Sittner had 1 3-pointer. He had 4 2-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Also scoring in double figures, a good ball game tonight, Kyler Warmstadt. He finishes with 12 points. He had 4 field goals, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for AC, Evan Lindblad, he had 7 points. Lindblad had 3 field goals. He was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Sam Lindblad, he had a field goal. He was 1 out of 1 from the free throw line. Tevin Anderson held to just 2 points tonight on a field goal, and Cale Pleak had a field goal and 2 points. Patriots were 10 out of 14 from the free throw line here tonight. Unofficially, they had 19 turnovers in the basketball game. Minden, they had only 4 guys that scored in the ball game here tonight. Mitchell Moeller, he led the way with 19 points. Moeller had 8 field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Moeller scoring 12 points in the first half, ends up with 19 for the game. Also in double figures tonight was Jacob Choquette. Choquette had 6 field goals, and he was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He scores 14. Jonas Levin, he had 9 points in the game tonight. Levin knocks down a 3, had a couple of 2-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Levin finishes the night with 9 points. Jonathan Miller, he had a couple of free throws and 2 points in the basketball game here tonight. Minden, 9 out of 13 from the charity stripe, unofficially 17 turnovers in the basketball game. Again, the Adams Central Patriots knock off Minden tonight in boys high school play. Final score of 55-44. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame, so we'll have more right after this.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, the Adams Central boys basketball team with a win tonight over Minden here at the Patriots gym, 55-44. The Minden girls won the first ball game here tonight over Adams Central, winning by the score of 77-40. This ball game, not much of a contest as Minden jumped out to the early lead. They led 20-6 at the end of the first quarter, led 50-21 at halftime, 73-34. After three quarters, Minden actually went ahead by 45 at that one point of the third quarter, so the running clock kicked in at that point, and it was a quick fourth quarter as Adams Central scored only 6 points in that final period. Minden only scored 4 points, and the Whippets went on to win by a score of 77-40. In the girls' ball game tonight, it was Jamie Kissinger leading the way. She had 22 points. Brooke Kissinger had 21 points. Rebecca Stewart had 15 points. And Taylor Kissinger, she chipped in with 11 points. So the Whippets are now 10-0 on the season. Adams Central, they got 13 points from Josie Bumgardner tonight, 11 from Brittany Wiseman, as Adams Central drops to 3 wins and 8 losses on the season. Again, the Adams Central boys basketball team, they pick up a win tonight over Minden by a score of 55-44. As Adams Central head coach Zach Foster will join us on the Misco Sports postgame show. And Coach Boyd, it's just every possession really counted on this one tonight. A tough defensive battle tonight.
Yeah, it was one of those games that, you want to go out and win pretty, but there's a lot of games, you know, against good teams where you're not going to win pretty. It's going to be ugly, and you got to compete and scrap. And I thought our kids did that. There's a lot of times they could have kind of thought the game wasn't going to go our way, and they just never really got rattled, and they just kept, you know, fighting, and I admire that about our kids.
Just a typical Adams Central Minden game. You knew it was going to be a physical contest coming in. That's exactly what you had out there tonight.
Yeah, their kids have a lot of pride in their program. They've been very good over the last few years. And they had some kids step up. I thought the big man for them played very, very well. I don't know what he ended up with, but he was very, very effective. We couldn't keep him off the boards. They did a nice job with their scheme of really keeping us off balance. We couldn't get into a flow. I talked to Coach Bronick, Drake Bronick from Holdridge, about them because they were in their holiday tournament, and he said they do a nice job of kind of junking things up, and that's not a negative. It sounds negative, but they don't let you get into a rhythm because they keep switching their defenses and running around and trapping and putting pressure on you, and so it was hard for us to get a flow, and I thought our kids kind of competed through that pretty well.
You have problems attacking the zone tonight, you felt?
Not really. I thought in the first half we missed some shots that we normally make. We had some chances around the basket. We didn't, finish. For the most part, I thought we executed pretty well. We just didn't make a couple plays that we normally make, I think.
Obviously, that kind of takes you out of your game. You guys want to get up and run up and down the floor a little bit. The zone kind of slows you guys down a little bit.
Yeah, Coach Martin and their staff did a really nice job with their game plan because, again, it keeps us out of what we want to do. We don't get the outlet and just run because of what they're doing. So that's a credit to those guys.
You guys had a fairly successful holiday break now, and you come here and pick up a big win over Minden. So, and a busy week. You got a busy week, so you guys are right back in the thick of things here.
Yeah, we talked about this is a really big week for us because, January, it's kind of a crescendo effect. We just keep playing tougher teams and tougher teams as we go. And this is a week that we looked at and we said, if we play well, we think we can get 3 wins here. But nothing's going to be easy. It's going to be like this, I think, every night this week, that we have to execute and play well. But in the big picture, when you look back on the season, when it's all said and done, this is a big week for momentum for our kids.
I had a chance to talk to you since you played up in Wayne. You guys take some steps after Christmas?
Yeah, we did. We played Hardington Cedar Catholic, who's top five good in C2 the first game, after the break, having no practices or anything. And we didn't play great, to be honest, against them, but some of that was them. They're very, very good. They got a couple senior post players that are very good, and they have an all-state point guard who's very good. And I think some of our inexperience showed in that game. I think it's one of those games that if we played them again, I think we could win. But they're very talented, so that was not really a bad thing to lose to them. It was a good learning experience. And then the other two teams were not as talented, But, you know, Laurel Concord, they beat Grand Island Northwest up in that tournament, and we beat them by 30, so that was a good game for us. We were the better team, I felt, in those two games, but we played well as well.
The important thing is you had to learn some things up there, and you probably did, seeing maybe some different competition up there.
Yeah, and I just think when we found this out last year, going up there and we won the thing last year, is just the physicality is a whole other level. I mean, it's physical here, and this is a good brand of basketball in our part of the state, but you go up in the mid-states, up there in that football area, and they got big boys, and they're very, very physical. And I think Hardington, again, we're playing some young people and some young perimeter guys, and Hardington's overall physicality really bothered us. I think we only took 6 2-point baskets in the first half, and it wasn't, they were playing man-to-man. It wasn't like we were settling for threes. We were trying to drive. We just couldn't get around them. We couldn't post them up. They were just physically were tougher on us that night. So I think we learned something from that game.
So Adams Central, now after the victory here tonight, you go to 8-3, and things are looking pretty good for you with a couple of games that are coming up this weekend. The same guys leading the way, David Boland and Kyler Warmstadt, Garrett Sittner, those guys are tough to handle out there.
Well, they have a lot of potential. I mean, and we're far from there, I guess, as far as being where we want to be. But we like where we're going. Those guys are playing with a lot of confidence right now, which is good to see. And, you know, there's a lot of guys that aren't scoring a lot. They're doing a lot of great things, too. A lot of our seniors are coming in. We talk about, you know, Sam Lindblad, the starter. We had to go small tonight. And he didn't play a lot in the second half. And it wasn't because we were upset with him. It just we thought it was a better matchup for our team to match up with their speed and quickness. And, you know, when he's in, he does big things. He had a big putback when I put him in the second half. Tremendously unselfish. Alex Keller comes in, is really good at the end of the game. You know, so I just like our team from the angle that whether they're scoring or not, we have a lot of guys who are valuable in their own way. We put Buzz Niederklein in at the end of the game for defensive purposes. He comes in, plays well. And so I just like the chemistry of our team right now.
Arcadia Loop City is coming up on Friday. What about this team?
Well, they got three or four kids from Arcadia on the co-op. This is the first year that I'd never seen, so I went and watched them Saturday night up there, and they're athletic. I mean, it's going to be difficult. Coach Henry is one of the best coaches I've probably ever coached against, and if he has no talent, it's going to be a tough game. And they got some talent. Brady Rasmussen is unbelievable. We saw him twice last year in the conference tournament and in the regular season, and I think he had 26 on us in the conference tournament. He had 34 in Ravenna. He had 28 the night I watched him this year. He's very, very good, so we'll have our hands full of him. And then they got some other nice players, too. So it'll be a difficult game.
Okay, we'll see you Friday.
Thank you.
Yep, Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, the Patriots win tonight over the Minden Whippets by a score of 55-44. They led by just 1 point at halftime, 24-23, but they go on to win tonight, 15-8 in the third quarter, led 39-31, and then they tell you that, get out of here with an 11-point win, 55-44. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here today on The Breeze. Again, tomorrow night we'll have USHL hockey. It'll be the Tri-City Storm. They'll be on the road tomorrow to play in Omaha against the Lancers. Pregame show will be at 6:50. The faceoff will be at 7:05. We'll have the action here on The Breeze tomorrow night. And over on 12:30 a.m. KHIS, it is Hastings College basketball. Broncos playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. Pregame show will be at 5:45. Women's game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. They'll have the Broncos tomorrow night on 12:30 a.m. KHIS. So we're going to the girls' ball game. Minden beats Adams Central tonight by a score of 77-40. In the boys' game, it was Adams Central beating Minden by a score of 55-44. For the Breeze, this is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.